Gwyr o'r sain fyrch yn las.
Ok, a boi seis, y gyfaltig y sygiau, ta slwm ei trwm, you know? It's so unfamiliar. It makes it really hard. Everything you do the first time is hard, but there's really beautiful lumdus and ziram, and it a little bit broadens our horizons. You know, of course, we know this is really halacha l'maisa, right? And there's this rather mafris truma. If someone eats truma, b'zman hazeh, they would be chayv, it's not tashlumi truma. Okay? But for etzah, we're not going to go that direction. We're going to talk about the lumdus here. The lumdus, and what is tashlumi truma? If you went through the Gemara carefully on Lamed Beis, many different indications you get from the Gemara, different impressions you get from the Gemara about what's the site of the din of Tashlume Truma. Right? On one hand, maybe it's a din, a Gezel type of din. It's like you're stealing from the Kohen by eating the Truma. On the other hand, is that which sounds a little bit like Me'ila, that you are have stealing from Hektish. On the third hand, you see there's an Inyan. Definitely in some Rishon, the Mashmos and the Gemara, that it's just a din of restoring the Kedusha, restoring the Truma that was eaten. So there's a lot to talk about, just different indications in the Gemara, and try to come up with the clarity, just what's it all about, Tashlume Truma. So in the Parsha in Emor, so we find, what Parsha tells us about the Isra of Zar eating Truma, so it says two dinim. It says the din of Mezid and the din of Shogeg. The din of Mezid, the pasuk says, "Kol zar lo yochel kodesh." It's allowed to eat kodesh, and the kodesh there refers to truma. And if he does, the pasuk tells you, "There's chiv misa b'dei shemayim." If it's b'shogeg, so the pasuk says, "V'ish ki yochel kodesh b'shkaga yosef chamishisto ala v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh." So you have to give the kodesh back to the kohen to restore the truma. So the Brisker Rav, in the end of his Sefer on the Rambam, he has two letters on this sugya, very important letters. And one point he makes, a pasha point really, is that this Isser of eating truma is not like a Isser like other machalos asuros or isurim b'chlal mitzad ha-gavra. He says, isn't a gavra dika din. He says, the problem of the din of tashlumei truma is for the chet one does by being mechalel the truma, the chetza of truma. Right? Not that it was ingested, but rather that you've been mechalel and have acted against the kedusha of truma. What right he mentions for this is a very interesting din, is that even though the pasuk befeirish only talks about eating truma, the Gemara says in Nida Lamed Beis, that it's also if someone sach b'shemesh al truma, someone massages himself with oil of truma, and he's not a kohen, so it'll also be a chayv in this din of keren v'chomesh of tashlumei truma. So why is that? The pasuk just talks about eating. So the Gemara says in Nida Lamed Beis, it quotes a pasuk from Tehillim. It says, v'tavu k'mayim b'kirbo u'k'shemen b'atzmosav. Pasuk is until I'm not talking anything about truma, but it just says that this will come into me like water comes into me and like oil goes into my bones. So it says, we see from there that anointing oneself with oil is in some way akin to drinking, and therefore there's a din of tashlumei truma for massaging oneself with oil. So the kasha is, Taisus has the kasha in Nida, like, what are you talking about? It's a pasuk from Tehillim. A pasuk from Tehillim is telling you that sicha is like shtia. And the bigger kasha maybe is that it's just not true. By other Isurim, it's not that way. By Nevela, it's not that way. By Nevela, you can't eat Nevela, you can't drink Nevela, but you could anoint yourself with a Nevela. You don't need a hechsher on your lotions. So what's it talking about? So the Brisker Rav says is that the chilk is because in a chinami, when isur gavra, so achila is achila. The question is there a maisa achila or not? Over here it's the din of the chefza. It's that the chefza is being used in an achila dika way. You're using the chefza. You are being nene from the chefza in achila dika way, and being sach is also achila dik. It's also that type of use. And the pasuk says, the lashon pasuk is by truma. It says that you have to be meshiv the kodesh. Lo yichalu as kodesh b'nei Yisrael asher yirimu laHashem. Right, you have to. You can't be mechal of the kedusha. The problem is, it's a chil of kedusha. Brisker Rav quotes a Gemara in Krisus Daf Zayin, very interesting Gemara. It says that a kohen, so he is allowed to be sach with shemen of truma. Right, there used to be sach a lot. We're not sach so much, but rub the olive oil of truma on his body. And the Gemara says that kohen, a kohen who's just massaging himself with oil, he's allowed to take that oil that's on him and use that oil to be sach a Yisrael. It talks about a kohen who has a grandson who's a Yisrael. And a kohen, his daughter married a Yisrael and has a grandson who's a Yisrael. It says he's allowed to be sach himself with shemen of truma. And afterwards, he could take the shemen from his body, left over in his hands, and rub it on his grandson. So why is that mutter? So the Gemara says in Krisus, it's because the truma was already used. The problem is being mechala, but it's not a problem being mechala because it was already used. I mean, the idea being is that truma is kadosh, right? And the pasuk is called kadosh, kodesh. It's kadosh to be used by kohanim, and therefore, if the kohen already used it. So now it no longer has that din of kaddish anymore. It's not kaddish anymore. Now it could be used for anyone else. Another raya to this, you could find in the Rambam in Shumos Perk Yud Halacha Beis. He quotes a Tosefta, very Tosefta, but a very strange din. He writes that concerning the din of Tashlumi Truma, he says, "Kishem she'achilu b'kizayis, afshtiya b'kizayis." Just like eating your chayiv, right, according to the Rabbanan, you need a kezayis, because it says achila, but it says so too shtiyas in a kezayis. If you drink wine of truma, you're chayiv in the din of tashlumim for a kezayis. So what's pshat? Right, all these things by Torah, so drinking is always revius and achila is kezayis. Why would this be the kezayis? So lechor the pshat is because normally we're talking about the gavra. The gavra, it makes a difference if he's eating or drinking. And the mela, if he's drinking, he's only chayv for avias. But over here we're looking at the chefza. And legabe the chefza, we don't care about the person if he's eating or drinking. That's relevant to the gavra. But legabe the chefza, a chefza of kezayis is the shir achila. And the mela on that, there's a din of eschayvus for achilas truma. So what this, the mashmos of this would be, all of this seems to be, is a certain similarity, I would say, between truma and the din of me'ila. The din of me'ila is that you're being mechalel kodesh. Right? Mechalel kodesh. And in being Mechal Kodesh, there's a din of Me'ila, is that it's like you've stolen from Kedusha by being Mechalat, and therefore you have to pay back. So the same concept seems to be going on here, which is that you're using this Truma, and the Me'ila in there, as the Pasuk says, you're being Mechalat. It's very interesting. You could do Shnei Mikra and not even notice this, if you don't do Rashi. In Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, you have the Parsha of Me'ila, the Parsha of being Nene. Pasuk says that if you are Nefesh Kiyimo Mal Mikotchi Hashem Vechata Veshgaga, if you're Nene from Kotchi Hashem and the Shogeg, so it says there they have to pay Karen Vechomish. Very similar to the Lashon and Parshas Emor by Truma, that it says that if Yochel Kodesh B'Shkaga, just says Kodesh B'Shkaga, so then you have to give Karen V'Chomash. But the parasha of Me'ila calls it Kodesh Hashem, the Hektish. And it says also there that there's a din, there has to be a carbon Me'ila is brought, but there's a, but the basic din is Karen V'Chomash. Here also by Truma, It also just says Kodesh. Kodesh in the context of the parasha is clear, it's talking about Truma. But it talks about Kodesh, and there's a din of Keren v'Chomesh. And the Chayra, they're very similar ideas. Maybe just Kedai, just to mention, by Me'ila, so it's pretty clear the concept in Me'ila is a concept of Gezel. It's like you're stealing, but it's a different type of stealing, because you're stealing Ki'ilu, whatever that means, you're stealing from Hekdesh. Rav Chaim, it's a well-known Rav Chaim in Me'ila, where he brings Kama Rayos that we see Me'ila, the concept in Me'ila, is a stealing from Hekdesh. One of his rayos is just the fact that it's pruta, right? The shear, we'll see about what's done by truma, but by me'ila, everyone agrees the shear is a pruta. Why is a pruta? Pruta is something that's nogeya to dine mamonis. Something that has to do with mamonis. So here it's not mamish mamonis, it's stealing from hektish, but the shear is a pruta. Rav Chaim also points out, it's very interesting, by hektish, someone could eat, could use, get a half a pruta worth of hana today, and 2 years from now get another half a pruta of hana from Hekdesh, and it'll be chayiv in the din of Me'ila. Why is it? He says, because it's the moment to stick a din. Right? If I steal from Reuven a half a pruta, then I steal another half a pruta. Memela lamaisa, I owe him a pruta, I owe him a pruta, and I'm chayiv. There's an interesting Gemara in Bava Basra. Bava Basra, I test the Gemara, talks about Hekdesh. It refers to Me'ila as Gezel Gevoa. It calls it the Gezel from Shemayim. That seems to be the idea. Now, what's different, just to say about Me'ila, just what's different about Me'ila than regular Gezel is just that you are taking the object away from the owner. Break into someone's house and I take his couch away from him. But Hekdesh is different. Hekdesh, it's not the removal from Hekdesh, it's the Hana from Hekdesh. And the idea is that getting Hana from Hekdesh, Hekdesh is Kodesh. Kodesh means that it's completely given over, that all of its Hana, all of its usage, value is to Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the Beis HaMikdash. If I use it for my own personal use, so I'm being Mechal, that I'm taking it away from its Kodesh, Kedusha, and it loses its Kedusha. So it seems to be the same idea by Truma, could be. Is that by truma, when a Yisrael uses the truma by eating it or being sach with it, and that's something that should have been by bikedusha by a kohen, so Mamela he has this din of Karen v'chomish. So that perhaps is the pashas here. That definitely is an idea and understanding what tashlum truma is. However, it's not so pashat. We really see Rishonim point out that it's not so pashit. The first place we saw is in Daf Chav Tes and Tosfos. Tosfos by us in Daf Chav Tes. It's always, it might be a good day after doing this whole sugya to look back at that Tosfos on Chav Tes. But the Tosfos tells us that Tashlumei Truma is not a mamnistik adin. Tosfos writes there that it's a kapara. It's a type of kapara. And it's not. It's not a din of zuchusim. It's not that the kohen has a zuchus to get back the truma. Right? The Tosfos was there on the whole sugya of kum leib v'drabi mineh, explaining why there's no kum leib v'drabi mineh by tashlumei truma. He says it's a din of kapara. And he says, how do we know it's a din of kapara? He says, because it's clearly not a mamnistic type of iser, of din. He says, because the Mishnayos say in Trumos, Sechus Trumos, that the Kohen can't be mochel. Even if the Kohen would be mochel, this Ganef who ate his Truma, it wouldn't work. So it says Tosfos, if it was really a din of, like a mamnes type of din, you got to repay the Kohen for that which he took from him, so why shouldn't his Mechila work? It's also pointed out in Sechus Trumos, so the Mishnayos say that a person is chayiv for tashlumei truma even if he ate his own truma. But if a kohen eats his own truma, so he's not a zar, a kohen's allowed to eat truma. But let's say it's the Yisrael's own truma. How does that happen? Right? So we mentioned a kohen could have a grandkid who's a Yisrael. So let's say the Yisrael would inherit the truma of his grandfather who was a Kohen. So it's his Truma. It's his truma, but he can't eat it. It's his le'inin wat that he could sell it to a kohen, but he can't eat it himself. But if he does eat it himself, it's his own truma. There's a chiv of tashlumei truma. The chiv is to himself. He has to mafresh it, and it's to himself. The Mishnayos talk about a woman who's the Abbas Yisrael, who eats truma, and then she marries a kohen. So as soon as she marries a kohen, she becomes a kohen. It's the din of a kohen. So what does she do about that truma? That truma that she separated and then ate herself. So she has to do tashlumim, but she does tashlumim to herself, and she eats the tashlumim. She's a kohen now, kohenis now. Awesome, Mela. So Mela says Tosfos. You see, this isn't a mamastika type of a din. It's a kaparadika din. Right, and Rashi by us also says it on the Mishnah. He says it later on Lamed Beis. He says that this din is a kapara. Right, Rashi says when he's talking about the din of Lefimida that you have to give back payros is because that's how you get a kapara. Right, the concept being is that it's really a little bit different than Hekdesh. Right, it's a din of replacing and restoring the kodesh. It's a kapara. What was mezalzel in the kedusha by eating it, and now the person has a chiyuv. The kapara is to restore kedusha, restore the kedusha. The Rash Mishnah in his Peirush on Trumos, so he says similar to Tosfos. He says the reason why mechila doesn't work, according to mechila doesn't work, is it's not because it's a kapara. He says it's because it says v'nasan Kohen as a kodesh. There's a din that you have to give back the actual kodesh to the kohen. The din is you can't pay back the kohen with money. You have to actually give back payros. And those payros, when you give them back to the kohen, they turn into truma. So he says, you see from the fact that you're giving back truma, you're not paying. He says, you see, this is not a din that's nogea bailos. It's not a bailostika din. It's not a din like a mamnestika din. And therefore, it's a din of replacing the Kedusha. It's a din of replacing the Kedusha, so it's nothing to do with Mechila. Mechila has to do with Mamanistika, Zechusim, Achiv of Tashlumim. So you could talk about Mechila. But here's a different type of din, completely different type of din, and Memela, it's not Shaykh to Mechila. So the Brisker Rav writes this as well in another letter there. He says, it's Davar Pashut by him. Mentioned some of these rayos, but that he says the musig of tashlumei truma is nothing to do with mamonistic tashlum. Right? Even if it's similar to hekdesh, sort of similar, it's not exact similarity, because by hekdesh is taka gezel gevoa, it's a din of tashlumim, it's a din of mamonis. Here it's not mamonis, it's din of peros, of peros replacing peros. Oh, so that's definitely some Rishonim that go that way. Brisker Rav is very emphatic. He thinks that's the only shita. So this chakira, though, there really is a chakira we could talk about. Is this the tashlume truma? Is it a gezel dikadin, or is it a kaparadika restoration of kedusha type of? Now the Pashtas, right? We were saying Rishayim, but Pashtas, going earlier back to Tanam, this is the subject of a machlokis between Abba Shol and the Rabbanan. Right? Abba Shol and the Rabbanan in our Gemara, Maskanas HaGemara, very basic machlokis here. Abba Shol says that the din of Tashlumei Truma is a din of Pruta. And he says nothing to do with kezias. You don't have to eat a kezias. Even though the Torah says a person when he eats kodesh, he says, no, it doesn't make a difference if you eat it. Lagabi maisa achila. Maisa achila, you need a kezias betok achilas pras. There's nothing to do with it. The point is l'chayra, is you're stealing from hekdesh. You're stealing from truma. You're stealing from Truma. So you're stealing Truma, so I don't care whether you got your Kezias and Achilles Pras or not. I care how much did you take. how much value do you take? If you took a pruta, so if you got a pruta worth of hana out of the truma through maisim of achila, right, through things that are trumadik, achiladik, so that's mechayiv you. The Rabbanan say no. They say it's a din in kezayis. You have to have a maisa achila of kezayis betoch achilas pras. That's mechayiv you. And says Rabbanan say we don't care that it's not a pruta. Even if it's a third of a pruta, a fraction of a pruta, you're still going to be chayiv to give back peiros to truma. So pshat l'chayra is that to Rabbanan it has nothing to do with mamanis. Mamanis, you don't have chiyuvim, you don't have real chiyuvim on less than a lashava pruta. But the point is when you had a maisa achila of truma, it's a zilzal to truma. It's a zilzal to that kedusha of truma, because a kohen is supposed to do achila and you did achila. Memela, you need a kapara for that. But the yisod is restoration of kedusha, right? Not a mamanistic din, right? Right? It's not a, you know, not a compensation. It's not you're not paying for it. It's not that sort of mamanus. It's restoring the truma. Right? Different din. Besides that, I think it becomes even more clear when we look at their makoros, right? The Rabbanan say their makor that has to do with kezayis. It says ish ki yochel kodesh. It says a person who eats kodesh uses the word of achila there. It says achila. Abishol's makor is from the fact it says v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. So Rabbanan say I don't care that it says v'nasan. It says achila. Once it says achila, that teaches me even though nesina, you're right. Sounds like you think b'right. Be'etzem Abishol's right. The word nesina should imply a pruta. Ein nesina pachas mishava pruta. But l'maisa, this is achila. If it's achila, we see this is an achila de gedin. It's not a mamnas de gedin. So therefore, even though it says v'nasan, it doesn't have to do. It doesn't need a pruta because it's all just to do with kedushas truma. Which is mechulul, has a zilzul when it is eaten with a maisa achila. Now Abishol, he says it's a pruta. And in Abishol, it seems pretty clear the concept of pruta here is a din of tashlumen. You know, Tosis points out, and all the Rishonim all talk about, that there's a big problem in this Gemara. Abishol says, tashlumi truma needs a pruta because it has vinasa. It's not clear what exactly Abishol means. Someone that says v'nasan, why does it tell me he's a pruta? What about v'nasan tells me he's a pruta? Right, you just see the Gemara, you don't think that much, okay. Ain't seen a pach v'shal pruta. Problem is, if you do start thinking, you realize that the word nasan is a very common word in the Torah, and you don't really find it generally having anything to do with pruta, right? The kohen, it says the kohen is no saying the dam on the corners of the mizbeach. Right, it says that the Levona, you're no saying the Levona. It says Minchas Chote Lo Yitein Alav Levona. Right, it's an Isser by Shem and Hamishcha that Lo Yitein Mimeno Alzar. Right, Yitein. The word of being no saying doesn't generally have anything to do with Ashava Pruta. You know, the Gemara says the Nasan Biyada by a get the Nasan. The Nasan Biyada. So the Gemara says it doesn't need a Shava Pruta. It doesn't even need to be Mutar Ba'ana. The Gemara says you could give a get on a Suri Hana. Because L'maisa, the Nasan Biyada. Even Kain, the Nasan Biyada. It doesn't need a Pruta. Other Makoros, just to build the case, because not everyone agrees on this in Pshat. The din by Chalipin. There's a din by Chalipin that says, Shalt ish nalo v'nasan l're'ehu. Take off your shoe and give it to your friend, makes a kinyan. The din's befeirish that Chalipin is not in the Shava Pruta. On the other raya Tosus has, he has a really big raya, I thought maybe the biggest raya, it says, Titein by Truma, it says, Reshut the Guncha Titein lo. Give Truma to the Kohen. Give Truma. So, Chay Pasha needs a Pruta. That should be Pasha. So Tosus says the problem is that it's befeirish that the Gemara says chita achas poteris kol hakri, one grain of wheat which presumably is not worth a pruta, pater a whole silo full of wheat. So what's going on here? Why is Vinasa and Pruta? Ram Chalava, just because I had to mention, says an interesting tarot. He says, no, enachinami, but not Nesina is a Shava Pruta. He says, all the other times when it says Nesina, it doesn't mean to give. It means to put. It means the Kohen puts the blood on the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean he gives it. Right? The word Nesina in Lashon HaKodesh means both give and put, but they're really two totally separate words. The Nasan Biyada means to put the get in her hand. It has nothing to do with giving it. So that could be. What does he do? He still runs into problem with Chalipin. Chalipin v'nasal l're'elu seems to mean give. He says, yes, that's true. But a kli is like a shava pruta. Even though it's not a shava pruta, a kli has chashivas. And what about truma? So Ram Chalava says a big chiddush. He says, truma also is only the shava pruta. He says, that frushes truma is bekosher. One grain of wheat as a frusha is matter, the whole silo of wheat. But there's no chiv to give it to the Kohen unless you have a pruta worth of truma. So that's the mahalach. But most Rishonim don't go with this because most Rishonim hold that kepshuto, that the Gemara never mentions anywhere that the mitzvah of giving truma is b'shava pruta. So Tosfos Vayas has a different teretz, and it's just very soidistic in understanding Abishal. Lashon Tosfos, he says, Hacha vadei b'inan shava pruta. Here we need shava pruta by tashlumei truma. Din nesina kaima atashlumen. He says, the nesina is going on tashlumen. V'havi kimo hashavas gizela. It's like hashavas gizela. She'ein b'pachas m'shava pruta. They don't have a lesson of shava pruta. So Tosfos says, explaining Abba Shaul, right? Not like what Tosfos is going to hold in Rabbanon, but explaining Abba Shaul, Tosfos says, you know why Abba Shaul says the nasan means the pruta? It's because when the sina is monetary giving, not I'm giving an object, but giving payment. When you're giving payment, so then the sina means a shava pruta. So Mamela, what Abba Shaul L'Chayr is saying from Tosfos is that the nasan here is that the mitzvah isn't giving back just giving truma, giving back to tashlumi truma. It's paying. You're paying for the truma. You're paying with truma, with payros. But the concept is paying. Tosfos points this out, I think, even more clear in Menachos Daf Samech. So Tosfos says, why taka is it that Abba Shaul knows that it's din of tashlumim? So he says it's because Abba Shaul learns it from Me'ilah. He says that Abba Shaul saw that there's such a similarity between Me'ilah and Truma. The parasha seems so similar. Right? In addition, you know, the Gemara mentions Vayter on Lamed Gimel. It mentions there's actually a Gzeir Shava Chet Chet between the parasha of Truma and the parasha of Me'ilah. And the Me'ilah, he understood that this is like Me'ilah and it's a Tashlum Dikadim. Tosfos himself didn't go with that. Tosfos says it's a kapara dikadins, and it has nothing to do with tashlumim, and that's why mechila won't work. That's because Tosfos l'chayr is going like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say back to Abba Shaul, no, v'nasan has nothing to do with shava pruta. V'nasan is to tell me, v'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, davar ha-roy li'os kodesh. It's come to tell me that you're giving peiros. It's going on the peiros, and the concept is, this isn't a din of tashlumim. This is a din of restoring payros, and Vinasa is going on restoring payros, and Mimela doesn't mean pruta. Now, so it seems this is really machlokes tana, this whole inion here. Now Abba Shaul is a little bit of Hesber, right? Because in his Hesber, like really on many fronts. Right, because we're saying it's a din of tashlumim, so it's a din of tashlumim, so first of all, why don't we pay money? Right, Abba Shaul agrees. He only argues that you need a pruta. But he doesn't argue on the basic yesod here, which is that you have to give davar haroi leos kodesh. You have to give peros, and the peros become truma. So clearly, it's not a regular mamlis dikka din. It's not mamish like a me'ilah. By me'ilah, it's just money. Right here, it's giving payros. The other point is, what's he going to do with the other kashas we ask? If it's really a mamlis dikka din, why doesn't mechila work? Why is it that there's a din of tashlumim? If it's tashlumim, where do we ever find tashlumim to yourself? Right, the Zaru ate the truma, was the bailam on the truma. Why is it that they have to pay yourself? You never have a mitzvah paying yourself. So l'chayra needs hezver, just what's Abishol saying. So l'chayra, teres could be, is that enech anamis is in a tashlumim. But what we're mistaken about is tashlumim to who? Right, we were assuming, Tosis was assuming that if it would be tashlumim, the tashlumim would be to the Kohen. Kohen lost his truma. The nizik here, who you're paying to, is the Kohen. Could be Abishol has a different idea. It's taka like hektish. And by hektish, enech anamis is tashlum to gedin, but to who is to hektish. So it's just gevoa. Therefore, could be over here also. Enech anami is a din of tashlumim, but not to the Kohen. Kohen can't be mochel. He's on a bailam. The hashav is the kodesh. V'nasan l'kohen is a kodesh. You're giving back the kodesh. It's going back to a shus kodesh. Al kedusha. The kedusha of truma. There's a kedusha of hektish, which is owned by the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a kedusha of truma, which is achilas kohenim. And this is a tashlumim to the rishus of kedushas truma. So in Mela, of course, no Kohen could be mochel. And it's interesting to point out, if you read the parsha of Eila, you'll notice it says that you have to pay keren v'chomesh, and it says v'nasan l'kohen. It says there also you give it to the Kohen. It says, who's the Kohen? So the mefarshim say, it means the Kohen who's the gizver, who's in charge of taking the tashlum in Eila and using it for korbanos. But it's the pshat is you give it to the Kohen, but it's not because the Kohen's the Bailam. It's because the Kohen is the recipient, the one who the Kedusha goes to. Right? Hektish, it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, to Korbanos, or to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. By Truma, it goes to the Kohen, but not because the Kohen's the Bailam. But it's going, you're restoring it to the Rishus of Kedusha's Truma. And therefore, even a person to themselves will have to restore by. Even if the person's going to eat the truma themselves, they're restoring to the world kedushas truma. And the male, that's the pshat that it's with payros, right? Hektish, you could give back money. A nigzal could give back money. But by truma, what's truma? Truma is payros. It's kedushas payros. And the male, you want to restore it. You can't restore with money. Money just has no shaykhus to being truma. You give money to the Beis HaMikdash, they could use it for building Beis HaMikdash, but there's nothing to do. Truma has no shaykhus to money. Truma's payments, units of payment is payros. You know my mashal to this, you know, or maybe Sopash doesn't need a mashal. But my mashal is always, if you go over to a four-year-old, it's still Laffy Taffy. So you have to pay him. But you pay him a quarter, doesn't mean anything to the four-year-old. You want to pay him. You have to pay him in what you took. I'm not saying halachically. I'm just saying, the concept is you have to give back something that's meaningful to that who you're giving back to. So you're giving something back to, it's just truma. You have to give back truma. So, fine. So that is Abishal. Now, another abundant. So Rabbanon, we're saying like the Biskur Rav says, it's not really a din of tashlumen. It's a din of restoring kodesh. Okay, so b'etzem, that's pasha. We're saying it's nothing to do with tashlumen. But there's a point here that has to be explained, and it's really not so pasha. You know, our Gemara has another big chakira, right? The big chakira that really started off, kicked off the whole sugya, is the Gemara had a chakira, when you pay back tashlumei truma, do you pay l'fi damim or l'fi mida? How do you pay it? Do you pay it based on the value that you ate or the volume that you ate. Right? So pashut, if it's al pi mida, that means that if the value goes up, so I ate a pound of apples, but when I ate it, it was $10. If I want to give back a pound of apples, it's going to cost me $20. So if you hold the feet dummim, so you have to give back a pound of apples, even though it's costing you $20. Because we look at the value. If it's the theme mida, so you have to give back the pound of apples. Because we're looking at volume. You ate a pound, you have to give back a pound, even though now it's $20. Whereas if it's the feed dummim, so we say, no, lamaisa, you ate not a pound of apples, but you ate $10 of apples. The mela, now that same apples, a pound would be $20. So the mela, you could give back a half a pound of apples. Because al pi dummim, you're giving back the same amount of apples as you ate. You ate $10 of apples, you're giving back $10 of apples. Well, the problem is, as the Brisker Rav points out, is that, one second, so if it's lefi mida, so it's very good. I'm giving back a pound of apples, so that's very understandable. It's a din of undoing what you did, undoing your zilzul to truma, you're restoring a pound of apples. But if it's dummim, pashta sounds like you're giving back the value, so that sounds like a tashlumim dikadin. Right? You're giving back the values of apples. You're giving back an apples, but you're giving back a half a pound instead of a pound, because you're giving back the equal value. So the Brisker Rav just says, he says, it's pashta to him, that afal pikein, the service has nothing to do with tashlumim. He says the pshat is that the value of the amount of truma that you have to restore to kedusha, the amount is assessed by value. He says you look at it, you ate $10 of apples, you give back $10 of apples. The amount, when we say how many apples did he eat, how much truma did he eat? So we say you ate $10 of apples. Whatever $10 of apples is today, that's how you pay it. He says it's not midin tashlumen. It just happens to be that it goes by value because that's the way we're saying how much truma did he eat. You mezalzel in $10 of truma, so you get your kapara. The kapara you get is by being makadish $10 of truma. Fine. But there's a pella here. This is the pella, the real pella. In learning the sugya, is that we're coming out very nice. Very nice that the halacha is like the Rabbanan, Rambam Paschal is like Rabbanan, that things go by kezayis, not a shava pruta, it's not a mamnistika din, it's a din of restoration of kedushas, the restoration of the kedushas truma, kapara, and nothing to do with gzeil. Problem is, as you look in the Gemara, right? You look in the Gemara and the whole discussion of lefi damim and lefi mida. So the Gemara says, this question that the Gemara is being choker, if you pay based on value or based on volume, so that's all only relevant. It's only relevant to a case where fruit went up in value. Apple skyrocketed. Pound of apples now is $20. So if you pay lefi volume, fee mida, so there's a chumra. You have to give a pound, even though it's going to cost you $20. Lefi damim, you get a kula value. You just have to give back $10 of apples, half a pound. But the Gemara says it has no relevance. This question of lefi damim or lefi mida has no relevance if the price of apples fell. Instead of being $10 for a pound, now it's $5 for a pound. So the Gemara says, then there's no chakira here. Because then it's pashit that you're chayiv $10. You're chayiv tashlumim of $10. The way it was worth $10 at the time you ate it. And the Gemara says, it's because it's lo gara migazlan. To Tashlumei Truma is no less than a gazlan, than gzela. And if someone stole $10 of apples, their chiv is to give back $10, even if the price of apples should fall. And therefore, here too, you have to give back. You have to give back $10. And therefore, the Gemara says no nafkamina. Problem is, what's going on? I thought we were out of Gezel. I thought this doesn't have to do with Gezel. It seems like we're saying now it's a din of Gezel. And therefore it has the chumrah of Gzela. So Rashi explains it to us. But Rashi itself needs a hesber. Rashi says, I'll just read Rashi. Rashi says, Nehi nami dechaper leachilas truma betashlume mida. Einachinam, if you hold the fee mida, it'll be enough by giving back a pound of apples. A pound of apples, which now is worth $5, that'll be enough. You get kapara, the chaperle, you'll get kapara. Mimimona de Kohen, who? Lemaisa, this shum is the mamon of the Kohen. The logara, mishar mamona de chulim. Shatayonim govim imenu kshasik zela. He says, Enachinami, you're right. Alt kapara, it goes by mita. Alt kapara, you took a pound, you give back a pound, it's only $5. But Lamaisa, you're also a gazlan. Selling saying you're also a gazlan. You stole from a Kohen. The male, you have to give $10. So what's Tosus Rashi saying? There's two dinim here. There's a din of gzela and there's a din of kapara. Kapara attack has nothing to do with gzela. There's also gzela to get din. So what's Rashi saying? What are these two dinim? So Pashas, you read Rashi. The first way I read Rashi was that the way I read Rashi is the way of Kiva Eger here in the Gilgal Shas reads Rashi. He says, Enochinami. Rashi means to say that Ulfi Mida, you have to give back a pound of apples plus a $5 bill. Two dinim. Also, din of Gazan, you got to make up the $10. You have to give the $5 bill. But also, the din of Kapara, so you give back a pound of apples. Very nice. Right? Very nice and clear. Problem is, Rav Kiva Eger's problem is that, one second, he says, the Gemara's whole point was to say that it makes no difference. If the price of apples falls, it makes no difference whether you hold the fee meter or the fee damen. So I asked Rav Kiva Eger, it does make a difference. If you hold that tashlumi trum is the fee damen, so then you have to give $10, but you have to give $10 of apples. The Iker Din of Tashlumei Truma is $10. The male, you have to give $10, 2 pounds of apples. Whereas if you're going with Fee Mida, so then it's like what Rashi seems to say. You give back a pound of apples plus a $5 bill. Yeah, that's the kasha. We don't have much time. Should just say what the Achronim say. The Achronim just say here is that snapshot. Chazanish says, others say that, no. Avad, that's not what Rashi meant. Avad is all a din of Tashlumei Truma. Tashlumei Truma itself has two components. Say dinim and Tashlumei Truma. There's one din of Kapara, of restoring the Kedusha. But Enachinami, subsumed in the din of Tashlumei Truma, is the fact, in addition to destroying Truma, you've also hurt the Kohen. Lamaisa, you've stolen the property of the Kohen. The Mela, the din is like this. Rashi means to say that there's two dinim here. But and they're both tashlumei truma. But it's no less than a ganav, that just like by a ganav you have to give back the full $10, so too in a din of tashlumei truma is no less that you have to give back the full $10. So the mail of the pshat will be, is out the din of kapara, you have to give back a pound. But in a chinam, you have to give back a second pound, out the din of tashlumei truma, which is a gezel to get din. And that din has both dinim there. Therefore, the chiyuv is to do both, right? So mamela, it has both dinim, it has both chumras, the chumra of din of kapara, and it also has as well the din of geza. Okay, all right, yashkayach. Okay, so as the shem will be mamshich, maybe we'll finish a little bit more on this. If not, we'll go on. Okay.